I had a man come down from Oklahoma. He had a stroke, and when he found out it was unforgiveness, and he repented, and that boy got healed, and within a week he was completely healed of his stroke, and within just a couple of weeks he's back at work. And so his father-in-law had emphysema, and he's had it for years, and he came down and wanted me to pray over him. And when I asked him, I said, "How long have you been smoking?" He said, 30-something years. I said, "How long have you had the emphysema?" He said, 5 years. I said, "You ever wonder why it didn't bother you for those 30 years and then it bothered you the last five?" He said, "No, I never thought about that. I don't know." So the second half of the seminar that day, I taught on how God hates lying and how that'll make you sick. That's Proverbs 6 clearly says in verse 16, there are seven things God hates, and one of them is lying. Now, if God hates lying, of course, there's seven things there he hates. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, clearly lays out seven things that God hates. Now then, if you read in there and God says, "I hate it," I would suggest you stay away from it. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And so if he hates something, if he says he loves something, I would suggest you do that. When he says, "I love it and I inhabit the praise of my people," I suggest you praise him often. You know, he loves it. And so I suggest you do that real often. Well, anyway, he didn't have a clue why he was sick. And so when I taught on lying, he came up after the service and said, "I now know why I've been sick for 5 years. I said, "Why?" He said, "5 years ago, my wife asked me if I would please stop smoking. She so hated it. I told her I would. I promised her I would not smoke anymore. But," he said, "I lied. I don't smoke at home anymore, but I still smoke on the road. I smoke at work." And I said, "So 5 years ago, when your wife asked you to quit and you told her you would and you lied to her, then the emphysema came upon you." He said, "Yes." I said, "It was not the smoking that brought the emphysema on you. It was the lying that brought the emphysema on you." Isn't that something? When you break God's spiritual laws, what does it do? It brings sickness and disease upon your life. Isn't that something? I don't want to be sick, do you? If God said he hates lying, what are we going to do? Lie a little?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth all the time. Guarantee it. Why don't people just say to God, "I have sinned, but I will sin no more"? Is that what he wants us to do? Yes. We don't even think we can go through the day without sinning. Or, "I don't know what evil I have done. Lord, tell me and I will stop at once." And when we do that, then he hears. Verse 33, 34. "Must God tailor his justice to your demands? But you have rejected him. The choice is yours, not mine. Go ahead, share your wisdom with us. After all, bright people will tell me and wise people will hear me say. Job speaks without knowledge. His words lack insight. Job, you deserve the maximum penalty for the wicked ways you have talked." Man, this young man's been with him. He had some pretty tough things to say about Job, didn't he? Wow. "And now you have added rebellion and blasphemy against God to your other sins." Wow. Then Elihu said, "Do you think it's right for you to claim I am righteous before God? I mean, since I've been with you all the time, I know what you do. Yet you also ask, what's the use of living a righteous life? How will it benefit me? I will answer you and all your friends too. Look up into the sky and see the clouds high above you. If you sin, what do you accomplish against him? Even if you sin against again and again, what effect will it have on him, God? What kind of effect does your sin have on God? Does it make him any less God? No. No, not at all. If you are good, is this some great gift to him? What could you possibly give him? No, your sins affect only people like yourself, and your good deeds affect only other people. The oppressed cry out beneath the wrongs that are done to them. They groan beneath the power of the mighty, yet they don't ask, where is God, my creator, the one who gives songs in the night? Where is the one who makes us wiser than the animals and birds? And if they do cry out and God does not answer, it is because of their pride. Wait a minute. Listen to that. If you cry out to God and he don't ever answer you, what's your problem? What?
Pride.
What do you need to do with pride?
Get
rid of it. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and say, Lord, I realize I'm your son or I'm your daughter. I'm really nothing. I'm not anything special. It don't matter what you've done in your life. I mean, don't say I am the best this or the best that. Oh, I'm better than you are. You know, people all the time, guys especially at work, they cut each other down. Have you ever been around work, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 men, and one of them, they got one guy here, and man, they just cut this guy down all the time. Well, if you want to get a job done right, just give it to old Randy over here. He'll really mess it up right. People do that, don't they? They make those kind of statements. God hates that. He doesn't like that at all. And we wonder why we're sick. Or Randy, something happens to him, and he gets laid off. And they say, well, praise God, I'm glad Randy got laid off. If there's anybody here deserved it, it's Randy. I rejoice in him getting laid off. God said, if you glory in somebody else's misfortune, you shall not go unpunished. Is that scary? So you're glorying in Randy because you didn't like him and he got laid off and you're glorying. Said, well, I can't think of another better man that deserves it better than him. He should have got laid off. Do we hear people talk like that? And we wonder why we're sick and afflicted. When God said in His Word, if you glory in their problems, you shall not go unpunished. See, we don't know the Word. That's what's wrong with us. I think we need to read the book every once in a while. You know that? And then highlight these things. And if God says, I don't like it, don't ever do it. Is that true? I don't like being sick. Do you? No, I don't like being sick at all. You know? I mean, I just don't like it. Wow. If they do cry out to God and He does not answer, it's because of their pride. So if you're not hearing God's voice once in a while, if He's not talking to you, you need to say, Lord, I humble myself. I get rid of my pride. I'm throwing it out the window, Lord. I'm going to be holy. I'm going to walk in obedience to Your Word. Now, Lord, I need You to talk to me. Just like that girl over there in Norway the other night, I said, honey, do you have all your sins repented of? She said, Mr. Scrivener, I've been listening to your teaching now for several days. And yes, she said, I know I have every sin repented of. I said, okay, good. I said, then we'll pray the prayer of faith for you and the King will heal you. And she said, what if I get worse instead of getting better? I said, then there's a sin in your life. Well, she said, how in the world would I find out what that sin was? I said, ask Him. He knows. Next night, come back to church. Oh, was she a happy camper. Mr. Scrivener, I got to tell you what happened to me. You prayed for me last night. I went home and I got feeling worse. See, when I woke up this morning, I felt a whole lot worse. And so I said, Lord, what did I do that didn't please You? And she said, immediately, a person come back to my mind that 13 years ago I had a grudge against. I hadn't even thought of them in years. But she said, their name came back to me so clear. And she said, Lord, I forgive that person. Lord, I will never hold a grudge against anybody again. And she said, guess what happened to my pain? I said, it went away, didn't it? She said, yes, it went away. See, you don't even have to have somebody to pray for you. If you obey the King, He'll heal you without even being, nobody else being there. You don't have to go all over the world to get some man of God to pray for you. You just repent of your sins and say, Lord, You made me this promise. And guess what He'll do? Exactly what He said. You don't have to go get somebody. All you got to do is repent of your sins and get rid of your pride. If you're not hearing God at all and have never heard Him, then you need to say, Lord, I repent of my pride. I will humble myself in Your presence. And now, Lord, I want You to speak to me. And if you really, truly humble yourself before me and get rid of your pride, guess what He's going to do? He's going to start talking to you. You're going to hear His voice. Isn't that wonderful? Pays good dividends to obey what He says. He tells us everything we need to know in the Word. Now then, the next two verses. But it is wrong to say God doesn't listen, to say the Almighty isn't concerned. And it is even more false to say He doesn't see what is going on. He will bring about justice if you will only wait. And boy, that's something we don't do today very well. I want it, Lord, but I want it right this second. I don't want to wait. But He's not concerned about all that. He's going to do it on His time frame. He knows how to get your attention. But do you cry out against Him because He does not respond in anger? Job, you have protested in vain. You have spoken like a fool. Boy, little Elihu didn't have a whole lot nice to say about Job, did he? He had a lot of things to say about Job. Elihu continued speaking. Let me go on and I will show you the truth of what I'm saying. For I have not finished defending God. I will give you many illustrations of the righteousness of my Creator. I am telling you the honest truth, for I am a man of well-rounded knowledge. God is mighty, yet He does not despise anyone. He is mighty in both power and understanding. He does not let the wicked live, but He gives justice to the afflicted. He does not let the wicked live. Isn't that something? If you're wicked, He will cut you off. His eyes never leave the innocent, but He establishes and exalts them with kings forever. If troubles come upon them and they are enslaved and afflicted, He takes the trouble to show them the reason. He shows them their sins, for they have behaved proudly. He gets their attention and says they must turn away from evil. If they listen and obey God, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout all their lives. All their years will be pleasant. How would you like to live right there? Do you like that verse? What causes this to happen? Obey. If they listen and obey God, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their years will be pleasant. Do you want to have all pleasant years? Hey, praise the Lord. It's so good. But if they refuse to listen to Him, they will perish in battle and die from lack of understanding. That's something, isn't it? Wow. For the godless are full of resentment. Even when He punishes them, they refuse to cry out to Him for help. That's what's so sad. When so many people are punished and they got all this sickness and disease and they never cry out to God, God, what is my sin? What did I do wrong? What did I do that's not pleasing You, Lord? And they think, God couldn't be making me sick. And of course, a lot of people just rebuke the devil and thinking that's all I got to do is rebuke the devil and I'll get free. But it don't do any good to rebuke the devil until you've submitted yourself to God. When you've submitted to God, then He says you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. But not until you submit to His authority.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.